10 a.m. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Project Approval Program Oversight Committee meeting of February 2nd, 2021. I want to remind you briefly of our teleconference participation process. The main thing is to try to keep yourself muted whether you're on phone or on your computer. Be aware of background noises that would be transferred through, you know, conversations in the rear, typing different things so that you don't inadvertently create chaos. Please wait until you're called upon to speak. Please state your name each time you speak. Commissioners, please state your name when you make and second motions. And commissioners, let us know if you join the meeting late, let us know when you join. And if you have to leave, let us know that you're leaving. Hopefully that won't be the case, but just to have that on the record. Okay, that's our process. The next order of business is to, first I want to welcome our new chairman, Rod Hershberger. Commissioner Hershberger is now the chair of the Project Approval POC, taking over after Jeff Stone has rolled off the commission and Commissioner Hershberger has joined us. I want to welcome Rod as the new chair of the Project Approval POC. All right, let's go ahead and take a roll call. And Commissioner Hershberger.
Present.
Very good. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Kelson?
Here.
And Commissioner Swope? I know Brian is on. I heard him a minute ago.
I'm here.
Very good. So we have 5 of 5, so that certainly makes our quorum. As far as staff goes, we have Zuberi Benici, Tom Campbell, Jim Hammers, Chris Howell, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel. All on with us in alphabetical order, just for the record. And I want to welcome everybody to that. All right, so the next order of business is to review the agenda. And so I'm going to ask Commissioner Hershberger to do that for us. Commissioner.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Does anyone have any changes to the posted agenda? Hearing none. Move approval.
Compton, move approval.
Second.
Thank you, Compton and Dean. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
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 We have a unanimous approval of the agenda. Are there any revisions to the, has everyone had a chance to read the minutes, and are there any revisions to the minutes? All right, hearing none, can I get a motion and a second for approval?
Compton, move approval.
Second, Dean.
And just to clarify, that's approval of the minutes and the facilitator summary report both, correct, Commissioner Compton?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Great. Then we've got a motion and an approval. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Great. Unanimous approval. Product approval, next is the product approval program issues. Could we have Zubede please provide the product approval and entity statistics report?
Sure. Hi, everybody. For 2020 Florida Building Code, we have 3,298 approved product applications, and the total is 4,218. For the products, we have 13,892 approved ones, and the total is 7,367. And for the entities, we have 122 approved entities, and the total is 415. That concludes the statistics report. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. Next, we'll have a report on the conditional approvals from the December 15th FPC meeting. And all conditional improvement requirements were met except for FL14722R4 and FL8523R8. Mo, do you have anything to report or any updates on the two remaining conditional approvals?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. Good morning. With regard to 14722, it's still in the reapply status. The correction has not been made. So it still is under conditional approval. With regard to 8523, that has been completed and approved. So it's good.
Great. Thank you, Mo, for your report. There's no action, no motions needed for those above items. Next, we'll step into the Department of Business and Professional Regulation reports, and I'll turn it over to Jeff to facilitate that portion of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first order of business is we have a consent agenda of entities recommended for approval. There's 13 as posted. Does any member of the public wish to make any comment on any of those on the consent agenda? Excuse me. Does any commissioner wish to have any pulled off? In that case, Mr. Chairman, we look for a motion to approve the consent agenda as posted.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
And who seconded that?
Commissioner Swope.
Okay, great. Thank you. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Jeff?
All right, so next we have our consent agenda for products recommended for approval. There were 386. Staff is requesting that one product be pulled from the consent agenda. That's 3696A. So that we'll pull that for individual consideration. Is there any member of the public that has any comments on any of the others recommended for approval? Without comments. Okay, then coming to the commission. Does any commissioner have any need to pull any additional products? Then, Mr. Chairman, we look for a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
All right, great. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products 384, I guess it would be, as amended?
Count the move to approve as amended.
And a second?
Second, Swope.
Thank you, Swope, Commissioner Swope. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, could we all in favor signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Jeff?
Sure. So the next one is the product we just pulled for individual consideration is FL36968. The recommendation is that the commission, that you recommend to the condition conditional approval to allow the applicant to change or reestablish the quality assurance entity for the product. First, is there any public comment? Not hearing any, we'll come back to the commission for, I mean, to the POC for a motion for conditional approval.
We have a motion.
Have to move conditional approval.
And a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. Any discussion? Great. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, commissioners. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you. So the last piece is the consent agenda of products recommended for approval with comments. I'm going to still use the consent agenda approach because, you know, going forward, we may have lots of different ones on here, but we only have one product with comment, and that's 34941, and staff has recommended approval. So is there any public comment? If not, is there any commission comment? If not, then, Mr. Chairman, we look for a motion to approve the consent agenda of the one product for approval.
And can I get a motion and a second for that?
Comp to move approval.
Second, Dean.
Thank you. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion passes unanimously.
All right, so we don't have a consent agenda for conditional approvals. So the only the last item of business under this is DPR applications. There were 509, all recommended for approval. So we're in good shape. There's no action needed there.
Thank you, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Jeff.
I was just going to say, so you're ready, sir, to go ahead and take, you know, take public, see if there's any public or any talk member comments, and then we're ready to adjourn.
Yeah, I was going to ask for that. Is there any public comments from anyone on the phone or on the web? Hearing none, are there any POC comments?
This is Dave Russell.
Go ahead. Can you hear me? We hear you, Dave. You're a little bit garbled, though.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So this is a question. We, in my building department, we released, I believe it was a garage door came in with a project approval that was approved on the last cycle, but it was showing as applied for on this cycle, probably, most likely in what we just did. And the question came up, is there a grace period? Because it kind of caused a little problems in here whether or not we should approve it because it wasn't an approved project approval. Is there a grace period going to change over that we can hang our hat on?
This is Momadani. I think this issue come up frequently. I want to make sure we understand that our program, the state product approval program, is voluntary. The manufacturer come to us for approval because they don't want to really deal individually with each local jurisdiction. For those applications that we have in our database, which were approved under the 2017 code, a lot of the manufacturer have resubmitted those applications for approval under the 2020 code. Some of them have been approved, some of them maybe have been reviewed and validated, and they have a status of pending FCC approval. Some of them in the process of being revised and maybe have a reapply status. That when they come to us and say, hey, you know, my application has not been approved and I still want to use my product, we tell them, you know, the local jurisdiction, for example, yours, have the authority to review the submittal and make determination whether that application is still meet the 2020 code. So what I'm saying to you is within your jurisdiction to review it and make determination that it meet the 2020 code. If it's valid, if the evaluation report is valid and the information in the evaluation report attests to the fact that it meets the 2020 code, or the certificate does the same and it meets the latest edition, the standard reference and the addition of those standards as referenced in the 2020 code, then I don't see any problem of you approving it. Some local jurisdiction, they do review the application that we have online and say, okay, I will approve it for now with the understanding it's going to be approved, within a week or two or something like that. For example, we have a lot of applications on our system that's waiting for approval at the February meeting, which is the 9th. And so to answer your question is if you really, you can approve it at the local level.
Well, we ended up doing that. I was just wondering if, like you said, effectively, this is going to happen every 3 years. I'm sure some of them are proactive and maybe, you know, submitted early, but I would think most of them are probably just what we just did, actually, submitting after the code actually took effect. But I was hoping on, you know, something in writing that there's a grace period. But if not, then hopefully we'll be done with this in another month or so.
Yeah, there is no grace period because of the fact, you know, I think really if the product, as I mentioned, if the certificate or the evaluation report attests to the fact that it meets the 2020 code, then it should be accepted, whether at the local level or at the state level, you know, and under review. And now if the product doesn't meet code, I'm not sure how we can give it a grace period. The code goes into effect December, went into effect December 31st and of last year, and there's nothing really where we can say, hey, you don't need to meet code. So I don't, you know, I agree with you. This is really something come up every 3 years. However, we do due diligence to inform all the manufacturers 6 months before the code goes into effect. We do send them a letter explaining to them the fact that they need to really update their applications and what the ramification if they don't do so. So we try our best to do that.
All right, well, thanks for the information.
You're welcome.
All right, well, any other comments? Okay. I think we're ready for adjournment, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you. Thank everyone for their participation. Mo, thanks for the update and the clarification on that. Being no further business, we stand adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.